Harper One and Harper Audio present American Prophets, the religious roots of progressive politics and the ongoing fight for the soul of the country, by Jack Jenkins, read by Kyle Tate. Introduction. I fiddled with my camera as I emerged from the Park Street T station in downtown Boston, ignoring the bluster of wind that swept across my face. I adjusted and readjusted the lens before turning the DSLR over, crossing the street as I flipped through an endless litany of settings crammed into its minuscule screen. I tinkered aimlessly while walking southeast from Boston Common toward the city's financial district, barely looking up as I sped past fellow pedestrians, clogged shopping centers, and the offices of Bank of America. I was nervous. My neurotic state was one well known to many reporters. It was 2011, and I was working on my first freelance assignment for Religion News Service, tasked with chasing down a religion angle in the Occupy Wall Street movement. As a native Southerner, I never fully adjusted to the infamously frigid winters in Boston, where I was attending divinity school at the time. The ice and snow hadn't arrived yet, but I forgot my gloves that day, which was a problem. I was worried that any religious presence I found would be fleeting, and that I probably wouldn't be nimble enough to set up my camera in a crucial moment with my clumsy frozen digits. I was still anxious when I arrived at Dewey Square, home to Occupy Boston, the local branch of the rapidly expanding Occupy movement. I paused across the street from the encampment to take in the sight and catch my breath, bouncing on my toes and hugging myself to keep blood flowing. Feeling slightly warmer, I raised my camera to snap a photo of the sea of multicolored tents sprawled across a patch of green in the shadow of a nearby office building. Through my viewfinder, I could see a hastily constructed protest camp, bustling with activity. Men and women, most of whom looked to be in their 20s, meandered a tangled web of walkways that snaked through the tent city. Some of them wore shirts or gripped signs of protest that championed the 99%. A phrase I had heard chanted over and over at Occupy demonstrations across the country. But as I lined up my shot, I didn't hear chants. I heard hymns. Dumbstruck, I shoved my camera back into its new case and wandered across the street and into the expanse of temporary structures, following the music until I found its source. A makeshift A-frame tent fashioned from wrinkly, weather-beaten blue tarps, patched over with duct tape. Inside, a group of worshippers sat in a tight circle, belting out the last notes of an impassioned spiritual. I made moves to join them, but one looked up at me, pointed at my muddy feet, and gestured toward a list of rules scrawled in barely legible marker on a cardboard sign. "Sacred Space Guidelines," it read. And below it, "Rule number 2. Remove shoes." I stared at the sign, which appeared to have led a very active past life as a FedEx box. My mind reeled. Removing shoes is a common practice in many religious communities, but usually only when entering a venerated place of worship. In some traditions, the command to do so occurs when God asks an important religious figure to approach holy ground. Even then, it is a request most often reserved for one very specific group of people: prophets. I looked back at the group, which had already launched into the next song. I was in the presence of prophets. Not that many of the interfaith activists in that tent would have used that phrase to describe themselves, of course. Prophet means different things in different faith traditions, and some don't have a concept of it at all. But it was one of my early introductions to what many activists call the prophetic tradition of social justice activism, a spiritual lineage that comprises a myriad of movements and an even greater number of faiths. It's a phenomenon I would later come to associate with the religious left, an amorphous, ever-changing group of progressive faith-based advocates, strategists, and political operatives. I was surprised to find representatives of this movement at Occupy, but I shouldn't have been, and not just because I was tipped off that the tent existed before I got there. As I would learn over the next several years of reporting on the religious left for Think Progress and Religion News Service, these activists and
Sample complete. Ready to continue?